we right here with DJ Who Kid on Dub CNN. You know, you've been on the road relentlessly for the past months, years. You know, where you at right now?
I'm Chemnitz, Germany, which is the last 50 Cent show. We did Serbia, we did Finland. Then before Finland, I was in Morocco, Dubai, Bahrain, and India. I was the first hip hop entity in India. Rocked it, left, you know. And then before that, I did a Germany tour. You know, I did like 8 cities in Germany. So I've just been like mad busy, like knocking out all the clubs all over the world before I take a break. My tour ends in China, in Hong Kong. So that should be. Hopefully, that's it.
Okay. No. So. What have you been promoting currently, like your new mixtape? So what is your main promotion tool right now?
While I was in Denmark, I did the MTV Awards after party with Snoop Dogg. So I finished the mixtape there. We did the Blue Carpet Treatment mixtape.
Yeah, we're about to get to that.
Yeah, it's promoting Snoop, so that's what we're promoting now. I did it with DJ Drama and DJ Ski. DJ Drama's like the king of the south, I'm the king of the east, and Ski's the king of the west, so we're just providing Snoop all around marketing situation where, you know, there's no stone that's left unturned, so he gets a full promo, you know, last off his album, and he, you know, there's like mad exclusives on there, freestyles, and, you know, songs off the album, you know, and then, you know, and one of my favorite songs, of course, is the R. Kelly and Snoop song.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like the biggest hit right now. I know because on my radio show, Hot 97, I know they're playing it like crazy. I'm not even there, but I know I heard it's getting like crazy spin.
Yeah, that's about to be the hottest song.
Yeah, so you know, working with Snoop Dogg, you know, and he already has the Akon, I Wanna Fuck You, which is a big hit too. So it's like, working with Snoop Dogg is like, you know, you're working with an international star and a one-of-a-kind human being, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a crazy, you know, a lot of smoking weed during this mixtape, but what's so hot, we, you know, DJ Ski did most of it in the West Coast, Drama did his part in the South, and then I don't need to be in America to finish the CD, so they sent the master of the Pro Tools file to me in Denmark, and I finished the CD with Snoop in Denmark. That's why in the intro of the CD, you know, I'm saying I'm in Denmark, blah, 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 I'm lost, blah, 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 so it's all good.
Okay, and you know, a lot of people were surprised to see you working with DJ Ski, seeing that he's Gang's DJ and you're 50 Cent's DJ. How did that happen?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, he's a top dude, you know, and then the thing is, you know, it's a situation that Don Robinson hooked up, and then, you know, from what I know, he, you know, he's not, you know, Game, of course, does go after the top DJ in the West Coast, so if he works with the dude, you know, they're going to assume he's his DJ, but DJ Ski is his own entity. You know what I'm saying? He's not like really, really Game's DJ, but for what I know, you know, he has no real affiliations like that. But we're looking at the big picture here. So we're trying to like control the whole, we're trying to do like a mixtape monopoly. You know what I'm saying? So that's like really the big picture.
Yeah, tell us about the whole mixtape monopoly idea.
It's just like, you know, where, you know, like, all of us have our own resources. You know, we have MTV, we have All Hip Hop, we have a magazine, we have the mixtape circuit on lock, you know, and then, and not to mention the PRing and everything else we do. You know, even when I get back, I do MTV to promote all the CDs I'm doing, because, you know, I'm doing Yayo CD when I get back. And then, you know, like, me and Drama is doing Young Buck and, like, me and Young Buck and Drama and, Young Jeezy. So, you know, it's just cool to see, like, top DJs combine and do, like, certain situations, you know. Whatever he did with Game, you know, was whatever, because he does CDs with everybody. Just like I do CDs with everybody else, too, but I'm not going to do CDs with Ja Rule or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So, West Coast is a totally different market that we don't even know, like, what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather just leave it to somebody that knows the whole situation, and then we respect our boundaries. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's all good.
So when is the Blue Carpet Treatment mixtape dropping?
It should be out now.
Oh, it's out?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, you're always involved in 1,000 projects at the same time. How do you keep an overview, you know, of everything you have to do?
I have, like, crazy workers. Like, this month alone, my Pow TV is almost finished, which is coming out on Koch. It's like a preview to Rewind, the first DVD I put out. But this one is more of an on-location situation. You know, I got Kanye, I got all the top rappers on there going nuts and crazy, funny situations. You know, even Double XL made, like I did inside of Pop TV where Busta Love skit was like the funniest, you know, skit on that DVD. So hopefully there's some crazy moments on the new Pow TV. But I also own a magazine called Pow Mag. It's Pow Magazine, which is a combination of Hollywood and hip-hop. Because I get so much Hollywood stars that come on my show on Shade 45, Eminem, and Hot 97. So I just use the resources and I just created a new magazine where it shows how hip-hop affects Hollywood and how Hollywood affects hip-hop. So, you know, one example would be like George Clooney and T.I. on one cover. you know, like stuff like that. That's what I'm going to be doing.
That's tight.
You know what I'm saying? So,
what are the latest DJ Who Kids releases out right now?
The latest one was, as you know, Hip Hop Is Dead, which is still, like, killing everything. You know, 50 Cent. We're going to probably do one more at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the year, which will probably be his last mixtape before he goes into, you know, studio hibernation, because he's going to be working on his new album. So we're just like, whatever is the last CD, you better enjoy it, because he's not coming out for a while. He's going into a super transformation, physically, you know, mentally, and everything. Like, the new 50 Cent is going to be a monster. You know, so that's what we're working on right now. But I'm still going to be working with Banks and Yayo and Buck and all the other, you know, artists on there, Mobb Deep and, you know, the whole crew. Not to mention the other artists out there. I got C Murder coming out soon. You know, I'm working with, Nate Dogg. I'm going to do a CD with him.
Oh, yeah, how did that happen?
Nah, you know, just a combination of all these resources gives us, you know, full, like, you know,
because Nate Dogg went quiet for a minute.
Yeah, but, you know, it's time to get it popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when we combine our resources like that, it's easy access to almost anybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay, and what happened to the MJ Unit project, you know, the Michael Jackson thing?
Well, their people, the one that OD'd with the promo, it was supposed to be a secret project, just how I did the Biggie and 50 Cent song and the Tupac and 50 Cent song. It was supposed to be like a surprise attack where I come out with Mike and Biff. But we're still working it out, you know, still trying to see, you know, because what I need him to do is a whole bunch of hooks. And from what I know, the hooks are done. I just got to go get them. So I go back to Bahrain. Well, he's not in Bahrain anymore. He's in Ireland. So I go to Ireland and pick up the acapellas.
Okay.
Really the hooks. Because it's not like that he's going to be doing a duet like Ebony and Ivory or some shit like that. It's going to be like, you know, some hardcore killer shit.
Okay. And, you know, the essence of DJing has been getting lost. You know, everybody's MP3 DJing now. And you're a person people are quick to blame for the commercialization of DJing. What do you have to say about that?
Because I promote myself in all, you know, in all factions where I'm just not just a DJ. I do like 10 different things. And plus, I got a personality. You know, I'm cool. I'm always on BET or MTV, wilding out. You just gotta, like, really make yourself versatile to, you know, to entertainment, because you don't want to be the DJ that nobody cares about. You gotta, like, show what other, you know, talents you have. You know, that's why a lot of people like hanging with me, because, you know, I'm just not no ordinary dude. Like, when you come on my radio show, you're really having a good time, and people, you know, I've heard it over and over. They just can't believe what kind of interview they go through, because it's not like a corny interview format. It's really just you come in, and if you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, you have an option. And, you know, on Shade 45, on there. So they're a little more relaxed. They talk about, you know, boning and smoking weed and drugs. You'd be surprised the stuff these Hollywood and rappers talk about, because I got them in a relaxed state and format. You know, so you just gotta be, and you know, and also you can't be a nerdy, chubby DJ. Like, girls don't like ugly, chubby DJs. You just gotta be decent looking. You know, dressed cool. You know, the thing about DJs, it's just weird. You know, like, we're weird people. Everybody's weird in their own way. But they never look at the DJ as, like, you know, the flossy, you know, going nuts kind of dude. Me, I collect Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and shit like that. I promote myself. So when you see me, you know, first impression is everything. You know, if you want to be the chubby, nerdy DJ that just stays in the studio, that make beats and, you know, and practice cutting all day, then that's what you want to be. But I don't want to be that DJ. I want to be the DJ that, you know, Paris Hilton wants to hire to do a party, or, you know, I rock concert style shows in India, like shit like that. You know, when they see me, they know who I am. They know my logo, you know, or they know Who Kid. I don't, you know, I always promote Who Kid first, because when you see the name, you know there's some kind of quality, because you've bought like 60 or 80 other CDs that I've done before, and you like the way I put it together. So,
okay.
I'm promoting how, you know, first image is everything. I learned that from 50 Cent. You know, I wake up to hear there. I'm not trying to be fucking diesel.com or anything like that, but I just want to, you know, just cool enough so I look normal. You know, I don't want to look like a crackhead on TV. You know, I just want to look like a normal dude, which is what I am. And this is basic things that, you know, I don't promote any gangster crap. I don't promote all that other nonsense that rappers do. You just gotta be yourself, and that's a problem. A lot of these DJs out there just don't be themselves. Just gotta be, you know, everybody knows me, you know, like, I don't care. I'll be wilding out.
Okay. And, you know, you've been all around the world in the past few years. Tell us some of the spots, you know, that impress you the most or that you want to go back to.
Probably, Dubai always impresses me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, being in Dubai alone is like, you know, if you have a chance to go on vacation, Dubai is like one of the craziest places, because I never saw so much activities where you could, like, there's like indoor skiing, there's like a fucking, in a mall, like, yeah, I was in a mall, I've never gone to a mall for more than 30 minutes, I was in that mall for 6 hours, I mean, I was bowling, I was fucking, there's girls everywhere, beautiful, unbelievable women, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what more can you ask for? And then the parties are unbelievable, all rich people wilding out, no shootouts, no gangsterism, no ill grills, everybody just come to have a good time and leave. You know, so I don't know, Dubai is like one of my favorite spots that I like going back to, and Bahrain. Bahrain is like, you know, I have a personal relationship with them, so, you know. But there's like countless other countries, man. Next will be Japan, you know. Okay. Germany will probably be after. I don't know. The women here can't get enough of me. How you doing? There's one in here right now. But other than that, they just can't get, you know, I don't know, man. And plus, when I DJ, I only DJ for the chicks. I don't DJ for dudes. So, you know, there's one thing. I ain't got time for no dudes. I'll play a little gangster shit for the motherfuckers, but me, I'm just there to play for the ladies. That's it.
And did you have any bad shows or bad crowds?
I haven't had any really bad shows lately. I just had like weird shows. You know, like, I did a show in this place called Leipzig in Germany. I don't know, it looked like they had like Nazi people in there.
I was about to say you shouldn't have went there. I never been there, but I'm not about to go there either.
I had to play Cypress Hills and fucking jump around and fucking my Irish dudes all night. Like,
yeah, Leipzig is in the east. I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, but you know, hey, I know how to change my ways and techniques everywhere I go. You know, that's the part. That's the art of DJing. You got to know your crowd and who's in front of you. And you really, I don't DJ for myself. I DJ really for the people. So whoever's there, whoever's paying me, I got to make sure whoever's in that club, they have to have a good time. crazy Nazis or, you know, or super commercial or hardcore or down south. You know, even with, like, I'm about to go to San Francisco. I know they love that Bay shit. I gotta, like, play for them. I'm not gonna play no East Coast shit. I know they want to hear all that E-40 and all that crazy shit. You just gotta know what crowd you got. You know, some DJs play for themselves and they don't give a fuck. But I'm like the people's, you know, the people's DJ.
Okay. And when can we expect, you know, your mixtape with 40 Glock, the Outspoken Volume 3?
Yeah, he told me his CD's done, so when I land on the 13th, I'm going to go through his CD and we'll knock that shit out. You know, I mean, I'll do this shit today. So from what I heard, it's done. He got songs with 50.
Yeah, I know. When I was with him like a few months ago, and 50 was just doing the drops for him, so yeah, it should be done.
Yeah, you know, he called me. It was a done deal. Trust me, he's going to meet me at the office ASAP. We got to knock that shit out. But I know he has phones with everybody. Niggas in the West Coast, blah, blah, blah. So we'll definitely knock that shit out.
Okay. And, you know, the Lloyd Banks album sales were not what they could have been. You know, how does G-Unit feel about this release?
I mean, you know, the way G-Unit is, we always work the records. You know what I'm saying? We keep working until it works for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always say, you know, Yale was blah, 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 the lowest selling. But Yale, he's up to 700,000. So, you know, they just keep working, whether it's through mixtapes or marketing or press. We're just going to keep it going. You know, Banks still got another video that got to come out. You know, I think it's Help. You know, and all the ladies love him anyway. So, you know, I mean, the way the industry, you know, everything changes now. You don't know what, like, it's very, like, confusing out there. You know, so, you know, they're just working. They're still working with him. They're still working him.
Okay.
On the circuit. So.
What's the next album on the G-Unit release plan?
It looks like it's Young Buck. So, you know how he is. He's about to go nuts. So, Buck, I think, is next. And then I don't know anything else after that. You know.
Okay.
I've been sitting here like 50 Cent. In the studio, and I've heard him do songs with Cool J's project, but Stevie's working on his album now.
Okay. And have you had a chance to hear The Doctor's Advocate yet?
Yeah, I have.
Are you surprised that he delivered such a strong product without the support of 50 Cent and Dre?
I'm not really crazy about it.
Come on, man. From a new neutral standpoint, try it, you know.
I mean, I honestly, I heard it, and I'm not too crazy about it. Like, the hooks could have been better. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's kind of offbeat on some of the hooks.
Yeah, but it's old school. Like, he put the scratching in there. He dropped, like, he, I don't know. I thought it was crazy.
I mean, like, you know, I've heard Game in other ways, like, when I promote him and stuff, but that's definitely not the Game. Like, he had different voices for every song. Like, some songs I didn't even know that was him. Like, who is this guy? I don't know, like, I don't know. We heard it. We didn't think it was all crazy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you can tell, you know, like, when the coaching is not there. Like, if you hear, like, I forgot what song it was, but he, like, you can hear, like, the hook is mad offbeat. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I don't have no real hate towards the dude. But I honestly, like, I hear shit. I sell music for a living. And I just, I just, especially all the stuff he's been talking, I was expecting, like, some crazier shit.
Okay.
And so.
You know, having spent time in Europe, did you have a chance to take a look at the music scene out here?
Well, of course, man. I got tons of German artists on songs. I got... Even when I was in Germany to tour, I got tons of stuff. I'm working with some people out here to try to get my next mixtape evolution will be the German version, because I did a one for the French with Cut Killer. So I'm just, you know, I'm just working it out over here so I can see, you know, what I could do for, you know, the European or the German hip hop community out here. And then I'm gonna take my ass to Japan. Do the Japanese artists.
Okay.
Learning and seeing what's hot, who's the illest, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. You know, man, you know, that's about it for the questions, man. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Do you have any last words?
Any questions, you know, go to shadyblue.biz and just be on the lookout for POW Magazine and, you know, and my POW TV, which is coming out soon. And, you know, that's basically it, man. Just any CD that I come out with, just try to support or check it out. Or just download it for free. I don't care. It's all great.